This is a presentation from Dream Realm Enterprises, where dreams are our reality.
And now, coming to you live from the Rockefeller Center in Newark, New York City, it's the Robot News Update with your dueling news anchors, Fizz Gizzit and Frank Meltdown!
Today in Robot News, we lie because we're sadists, admit Speak Your Weight Machines. More on this fascinating story later, if we feel like it. And coming up, it's the question that's bewildered the robot community for generations, but Today in Robot News finally has an answer.
Mr. Android?
What do you want?
Sorry to wake you, Mr. Android, but I'm a reporter for Robot News. On behalf of all our listeners, I just wanted to ask, do androids dream of electric sheep?
No, we dream about going to work without any trousers on, just like everybody else.
Thank you, sir. Love your pajamas.
I blowed out you.
More of that fascinating story later, but first, news from the Titan One. Bananas! That's the latest word from the company regarding the mental health of its robots. Wait, I think I see a gag running through our news reports this season. Yes, it seems that our suspicions have finally been confirmed. The robots of the company, praise the company, have a screw loose. And speaking of wackos, my usual, or rather unusual, co-host is not with us in the studio this week, thank heaven. But let me assure you that Frag Meltdown has put on his best straight jacket to give us a rare roving report. Frag, what's the latest from the funny farm?
You join me here, Fizz, on a glorious sun-kissed beach, the largest and most exclusive on the pleasure planet Decadence 5. As I sip my expertly made martini, and I look around lazily at the beautiful robot babes lounging in their bikinis, I think to myself, Frag, you're the man.
I take it then, Frag, that you're not bringing us a news update from the Titan One. You are, in fact, on vacation.
That's right, Fizz baby. 3 weeks in paradise. All expenses paid. I have absolutely no interest in what's happening on the Titan One or anywhere else in the universe, for that matter. My only immediate concern is whether these shorts make my butt look too big, and how cold my Fruity Island drink remains.
Well, that was a total waste of time even by your usual standards, Frag. You give journalism a bad name. How do you sleep at night?
Like a baby, Fizz. Like a baby. Ciao!
Another scintillating piece of investigative reporting by Frag Meltdown there. This just in, a situation is brewing on the Titan One. It seems that the entire robotic crew was, until recently, being sucked into a black hole. Wow. But we can happily report that the situation has been dealt with behind the scenes. Hey, don't shoot the messenger. And now for more insanity, an episode intriguingly entitled, or so we are informed, Bot Opera.
Opera? Did somebody say opera? La 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 la. I am the...
Hold it. Zimtron, if you were even thinking of breaking into song, stop right there.
Oh, you're always spoiling my fun.
It's Robots of the Company, episode number 307, Bot Opera, written by Jonathan Patrick Russell, Kyle Boers, and Vince Staden.
No, Pudge! How could she have lied to me this way? I trusted her. I gave that woman my heart and soul.
These fembots are so heartless sometimes. But don't you worry, Excelsior. I'm your friend. And I'll be here to support you. I give you my word.
Oh, thank you, my friend. What would I do without a true friend like you? You're such a true friend, you know. And true friends are hard to come by. I owe you so much, dear friend.
You owe me nothing, for it is my duty as a true friend to be such a friend that is true.
Hey, Zimtrak, why is everybody acting so strange today?
I don't know what you mean, Grisco, my lad. Seems like a typical day aboard the ship to me.
Yeah, as meaningless as usual.
But can you help me, Payload?
Sure, little buddy. What's the problem?
I just don't get it. What's going on this week?
I think you'll find that we're all tore up inside with worry over this whole paternity thing.
Right, okay.
I just hope we soon know whose Bundle's real father is.
It's not me, that's for sure. Or is it? You know, come to think of it,
I knew it! It was you who betrayed me! How could you do such a thing to a friend? I want you to know that you've just broken the heart of the truest friend you ever had. And now you've betrayed a trust that cannot easily be mended.
Now I'm really confused. Zimtron?
I'm sorry, Brisco, my boy, but I can't explain my actions. I don't even know what my actions were to explain them. I think I'm pretty confused, too.
Oh, boy. Look, Zimtron, there's no way that you could be Bundle's father. The evidence just doesn't match up.
It doesn't?
Look at yourself. You're a sink. Most of the time, you're permanently fused to the wall. You can't move. The day Bundles was conceived, you were right there where you always are. We all saw you.
Oh. Yes. That's right. But if I'm not the father, then who is?
Oh, no. Don't look at me. I was right there with the rest of you that day. I am an innocent ice pig.
All right. It's time we got to the bottom of this. Commander Squeak, get in here on the double. That's an order.
Hello, boys. I was just changing my darling little Bundles. Oh, did you boys need something?
We'd like you to resolve a little mystery for us, Squeak, if you don't mind.
Anything I can do to help.
Can you please explain it in simple terms?
What exactly would you boys like me to explain?
Who is Bundle's father?
What?
Oh, boy. I'll never get any of this. I'm going to clean out the toilets on Deck 10. You can tell me how this turns out later, okay, Payload?
Sure, little buddy. No problem.
You can give it to me straight, Squeak. I'll take it like a combat droid.
Oh, honey. How could you think Bundle's daddy could be anyone else but you, Sugar Buttons?
You mean I'm the daddy?
Well, of course you are. How did you get a silly idea in your head that it could be anybody else?
Well, I don't know.
Pooch?
Well, I heard it from, GD.
GD?
Don't look at me like that.
Are you the one who started this nasty rumor?
No.
GD.
I'm serious. Look, I'll show you exactly how it happened. Come over here and look into this flashback sequencer.
Look into what?
It's a new invention Boffin came up with. It takes the memories of any bot who puts his or her head on this groove here, and then it takes a scan of their positronic network, and then uses that data and the machine's unique ability to extrapolate the most logical, if somewhat far-fetched, scenario to construct a flashback sequence of the events and displays them neatly and conveniently on this screen here in the middle of the device.
Okay, then. Let's see it.
And on the next exciting installment of As the Galaxy Drifts.
Oh, Rusto 15, won't you please leave Excalibrator 5 and run away to Electroland with me?
But I can't run away with you, Jobot.
But why?
Because Excalibur 5 is having my baby bot.
You rust bucket, you! How could you construct with that trampoline?
I had no choice. I was greased up.
Oh, the shame of it.
You think you're ashamed?
Excalibur 5, what are you doing here?
I have come to inform you that you are not the father of my baby bot.
What? Stay tuned for the exciting conclusion right after these commercial messages.
Mute! I hate commercials. The suspense is just too much. Hey, you!
Me?
Yeah, you sawbones. I mean, can you believe it?
Believe what? Hey, I was just passing by.
Can you believe this revelation? I mean, who's the father of the baby bot? It's got me stumped.
Baby bot? Oh, right. You mean he's not really the father?
Are ye deaf? I heard her say it with me own sound receptors. He's not the father. He's off the hook.
Well, I'll be a monkey wrench's uncle. Hey, I got a split.
Ye do that, Sawbones. As for me, I think I'm gonna make a milkshake. Yeah, a milkshake sounds nice. A banana milkshake. Oh, I love bananas. But I've got to hurry. I'm out of here. Out of the way, numbnuts.
Well, who'd have thunk it? Excelsior isn't Bundle's father. Well, I'll be. I just gotta tell somebody. See, it wasn't me at all. It was Captain Jammer. It was all his fault. So if you wanna blame someone, talk to him.
Hold it right there, GD. It was you who jumped to the wrong conclusion.
Yeah, nobody's perfect. What are you gonna do? Strap me to the outside of the ship? So I made a tiny mistake.
One that could have cost me my marriage.
Nah, you're having problems anyway. You can't blame me for everything, you know.
I suppose you're right, GD. You're off the hook.
Huh. As easy as that?
Yeah. Now go away before I change my mind.
You betcha.
Are you all right, Sugar Bumps?
I don't know, Excelsi. I feel like such a fool lately.
Oh boy, and I thought this soap opera was over.
What's happening now, Payload?
Briscoe, I think it's about to get really sad, chum.
Are you two going to get a divorce?
I don't know, Zimtron. Are we, Excelsi? Are we through?
Do you still love me, sweetums?
Yes, of course I still love you, Cherry Cheeks.
No more running around moon-eyed for Captain Jammer?
No, he's not so heroic. He's just crazy. You're my real hero. My Armagorgeous bear.
Oh, please.
Oh, I think they're kind of cute with the pet names.
You would.
Then let's celebrate our making up with some toast. Where's Popsicle when you need him?
He's on vacation this week.
Yes. He's gone to an appliance convention.
I think you meant, let's make a toast, Sweet Switches.
Oh, yeah. Well, then has anyone got any champagne?
Oh, I know where the captain hides some.
Hey, I know. Why don't we go on a second honeymoon?
I don't even recall you two taking the first one.
It was a time and space thing.
Oh, I see. I think.
Well, I don't.
And what a shock that is, Briscoe.
Is it?
This calls for a celebration.
Celebration? Then that means we need some music, right?
Sure, Zimtron. I suppose so.
Zimtron?
Oh, go on, Pooch. Let him do it, just this once.
Oh, all right. Go for it, Zimtron.
Pardon me, Briscoe? But zippity do. La 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 la. I am so very proud to be a robot of the company. Although the crew is dead, it really makes no difference to me. From the top of my antenna to the bottom of my circuitry, I am so very proud to be a robot of the company. Although the crew is dead, it really makes no difference to me. From the top of my antenna to the bottom of my circuitry, I am so very proud to be
I am so very proud to be. I am so very proud to be a robot of the company.
Did somebody say encore?
From
the top of my antenna to the bottom of my circuitry, we are insanely proud to be a robot of the company. Robots, robots, robots of the company.
That was weird.
Yeah, what say we pretend that didn't happen?
What? No one likes the classics? Gilbert and Sylvanian. Mozart? Manigo? Hoople? Frankenstein? Dixie's Midnight Runners!
Put a socket wrench in it, Zimtron.
Well, I'm sorry. I'm just happy for Squeak and Excelsior and to be free from that black hole. It's not much fun being crushed to a singularity.
I second that.
Freedom is the most beautiful word in the English language, isn't it?
Actually, I've always thought that the most beautiful word in the English language was kumquat. 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 Kumquat.
Is this soap opera finally over? Will Squeak and Excelsior ever return from their second honeymoon? Will Putch hand in his list of bots to Duke? Will Captain Jammer force everyone to drink banana milkshakes? And what the heck happened to Shinwipe? All these questions and more may or may not be answered in the next exciting episode. You have been listening to Robots of the Company, episode number 307, Bot Opera, written by Jonathan Patrick Russell, Kyle Bors, and Vince Staten, which starred, in order of appearance, the news announcer, Jack Ward, Fizz Gizzet, Jonathan Patrick Russell, female reporter, Kay Wu, Mr. Android, Jonathan Patrick Russell, Frag Meltdown, Jonathan Patrick Russell, Zimtron, Jeff Niles, Putch, Joe Thomas, Briscoe, Kyle Bors, Payload, Captain John Tatterzak, Excelsior, Shane Harris, GD, Ellie Hirschman, Sphinx, Jim Barber, Squeak, Sally Wiggett, the narrator, Steve Anderson, Jillbot, Danny Cutler, Rusto 15, John Morse, Excalibrator 5, Danny Cutler, and Captain Brickjammer, Shane Harris. The title music was composed and performed by Daryl Nooney. The incidental music was provided by Firstcom. The associate producer was Kay Wu. The sound designer, post-production editor, script editor, executive producer, and director was Jonathan Patrick Russell. The series, Robots of the Company, was created by Jonathan Patrick Russell. And the copyright is held by Purple Unicorn Productions and its parent company, Dream Realm Enterprises, all rights reserved. Any rebroadcast or reproduction of this program without the expressed written permission of Dream Realm Enterprises is strictly prohibited.
We interrupt our regularly scheduled credits to bring you this update. We now come to you from DreamRealmSite.com, so join us there on the web from now on. Also, if you'd like to email us, please do so at darkbuilding1@yahoo.com. That is all. Now back to your regularly scheduled credits. Take it away, me.
We were melodramatic during the making of this audiogram. Join us next time as things get dangerous for the robots of the company in a reasonably exciting episode entitled Project Meltdown. This is the Creditor, as always, asking you to stay tuned.
Copyright 2007, all rights reserved.
Kumquat. 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 Kumquat.
Can it, Briscoe?